Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. We're going to be joined by Dr. Andy Woods for our Middle East update, our Bible prophecy Middle East update, kind of a combination report. Glad you guys are with us. Glad it's Friday, although that doesn't mean a whole lot to us. We run 24/7, and one day pretty much is like the next. But anyway, we will go right to Dr. Woods. Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Brannon. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You too, my friend. All right, let's get right to it. I want to go to your PowerPoint presentation you sent us. And by the way, for those who need a reminder, Dr. Woods' website is andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. You'll find that there. Your PowerPoint presentation today, what we do is we break this into segments and makes it easier. And our segments today will include anti-Semitism, number one, Gog Magog, inflation, global tyranny, decline of the USA, Babylon, and occult revival. Anti-Semitism I dealt with last night. I had on Olivier Meldick last night, Dr. Woods.
Good choice. He would know something about it.
Yes, yes, he does. So what's the anti-Semitism here? Revelation 12 and anti-Semitism. Tell me about this.
Well, I like to start all these with a biblical entry point. I mean, that little chart there is supposed to be describing Revelation 12. You know, if you want to know the mystery of anti-Semitism, where it comes from, you just study Revelation 12. It's pretty easy. And when you get to the second half of the chapter, verses 6 through 17, you learn that Satan, who currently has access to God's throne, even as a fallen angel, he could still go into God's throne to communicate and accuse. He just can't go in to worship and serve.
And how often do you think that happens?
More time. I think if we knew how many times it happened, it would scare the daylights out of us. I don't even know if I want to know the answer to that question. It's like Peter, you know, Jesus coming to Peter and saying, you know, Peter, Satan has requested permission to sift you as wheat. And in other words, Peter, and there he called him Simon. Simon, Simon, it's in Luke 22. Satan has requested permission to sift you like wheat. In other words, there's conversations taking place about you, Peter, in heaven that you don't know anything about. Same issue with Job. But Jesus says to Peter, you know, I prayed for you. And gosh, if I had been Peter, I probably would have said, well, Lord, you know, that's just information. I wish you had told me because it scares the daylights out of me.
So what do you think when he says accuses the saints? Give me an example of what you think Satan is doing. Is he when he is accusing the saints? Who, or you think he's up there accusing who? What, you know, Andy Woods, a big Bible teacher, a well-known Christian statesman, the little lady that lives on the street corner that shares the gospel with kids to a backyard Bible club. what's going on here?
I think he accuses anybody that he sees is a threat to his kingdom. In other words, anybody that's set up by God to do significant damage to the kingdom of darkness, those are the ones he's trying to take down. And, you know, the accusation could be like in Job, you know, look at Andy. He just serves you, you know, because you've blessed his life and he has a happy home. He has a good livelihood. You know, he's got good health, except for his left knee. I need some work there. But
that, old sports injury?
Yeah, I've got some excellent health. And, you know, Satan would say, you know, Andy's character is such that if you took away any of those things, he'd probably curse you to your face, God. And God, for whatever reason, lowers the hedge of protection and tells Satan to go for it. But you can't kill him. He's still on a leash. You know, it's kind of interesting that this story takes place in the oldest book of the Bible, the book of Job, because this is an issue that we struggle with. You know, why is there suffering? Why do God's people suffer? And the book of Job, you know, I think is largely an answer to that, a partial answer anyway, to that question. I mean, God, in a mysterious way, uses Satan constantly for God's own purposes. Look at Paul with his thorn in the flesh. A messenger from Satan. He pleaded three times for it to be taken away. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So, you know, God allowed Satan to have access to Paul's life to accomplish a purpose which was a higher precedence than Paul's immediate comfort. It kept him humble and usable and dependent. So, you know, I think this kind of theodicy that I'm trying to describe takes place all of the time. And, you know, it, because it's the spiritual realm, we can't see it or hear it, mm-hmm. but it's happening.
Do you think they are aware in heaven of things like what you and I do or what, you know, any of our fellow laborers in the work are doing? Do you think heaven is aware of some of the things we're doing because of the spiritual battles going on?
Heaven is definitely aware, because when you get into Ephesians chapter 3, you know, what Paul talks about there is the angelic world is watching the manifold wisdom of God as it's being displayed now by the church. And I think the angels, heaven, is interested in what's happening because they understand God's holiness. The seraphim say, Isaiah 6, verse 3, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, around the clock. And then they also understand God's judgment because they saw a third of their colleagues lose their position in heaven because of the Luciferian rebellion. So they understand holiness and they understand judgment and they also understand creation, because Job 38, verses 4 through 7 says the angels were applauding as God brought into existence the heavens and the earth. But what the angels don't understand is grace. And so when they see God lavish his grace upon people that don't deserve it, which is what the definition of unmerited favor, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3. I can also think of a passage in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, that the angels just stoop down and study intently. Because the angels are not omniscient. They don't know everything. And so God is actually using his dealings with us and dealings with the church to fill out angelic knowledge about God's character, in this case being grace, which the angels really don't know much about. So there's no doubt in my mind that the angels are well aware of you. They're well aware of me and anybody that's seeking to live for Jesus in these last days.
Hmm. It's humbling and sobering all at the same time, right?
Well, it's humbling because we think our sins are secret. You know, I'm just going to commit a little secret sin. But as has been said before, a secret sin is an open scandal in heaven because they're watching constantly.
Wow.
So it's humbling in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely it is. We talk about our Middle East update. You know, we did regular updates with John Whitcomb. Till he passed away. We did this for about 11 years with Jimmy DeYoung till he passed away. So anyway, here we are with you. Hope you stay around a while. And
I get 11 years till I die. Is that the track record there?
I hope not. The point I'm making is, do you think folks like Jimmy DeYoung and John Wickham and others are aware of what's happening down here? Do you think they realize that we're carrying on? Do you think I know I'm asking for a lot of your opinion here on this one, but do you think that John Wickham and Jimmy DeYoung, who are friends, do you think that when they saw each other in glory, that they fellowship with each other in the context of their life experiences here and even maybe talk of the work that they know is still going on by their family, their friends, their colleagues?
Well, you take the rich man that died and went to hell. He could remember. I mean, he could remember about his brothers. I think he said there's five. He knew about their unbelief. And he wanted, you know, someone to go over and come back from the dead and share the gospel with them. So if they can remember in hell, I mean, I don't see why heaven would be different. You know, heaven is just as much a physical, real experience as what we're in right now. So I think there's reminiscing, recollection, you know, reflection. I think there's fellowship. I think there's conversation, probably on a level that's much higher than ours. But I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that those things exist. There is a verse in Hebrews 12, verse 1, that talks about how we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. What does that mean exactly? Does that mean they're witnessing what's happening now? We're not given a lot of information on that. But, you know, I think there's a lot of biblical data. You can kind of piece it together, and you could see that heaven is very much a reunion, a conversation, a recollection, and a reflection all at the same time.
Mm. So a Jimmy DeYoung could very well get there and give a report to Ron Carlson and others that we've worked with over the years and say, you know, I'm just coming in from being down there. Let me tell you, they are working hard. They're still going, and they're still using your ministry tools, speaking of you, you know, missing you. But you're the seeds that you sowed in the life of those people, I'm telling you, Ron, it's still bearing fruit down there. I just came from there, and, you know, you died in 2011. I died, you know, in the last few hours. I'm telling you, your fruit is still being manifest in the lives of people you discipled. Do you think those kind of reports take place?
Well, I don't have a clear passage, but, I mean, based on what I said earlier, it wouldn't shock me at all. In fact, it would kind of shock me if those kinds of things didn't happen.
It would, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would, me too. So anti-Semitism, that's rising. We dealt with that last night. Last night with Olivier Melnick, we dealt with 9 out of 10 things that must occur before number 10 happens. And number 10 is the mass slaughter of Jews. Olivier Melnick laid out 9 of them and said 9 of them have already happened. The only thing left is number 10. The foundation has been laid. 9 out of 10 has been done. The foundation laid for the next step, the mass slaughter of Jews. That's pretty sobering.
Yeah, I just got an email about a week or two ago from a church member that lives in Cyprus, which is maybe about 45 minutes from here, Sugar Land, and she was showing me photos of stuff that got distributed all over her neighborhood in terms of literature, and I was just stunned to see it. Some of the most anti-Semitic stuff I've
seen
in
the U.S.
in a long time.
Here in the U.S.?
Well, here in Texas, here in Houston.
Distributed, and we've been getting reports of that, so you now know of someone who personally has seen the literature. Anti-Semitic literature, they're targeting the homes of Jews and leaving this information.
Yeah, well, in this case, the person wasn't Jewish. It was just kind of a blanketed all over their neighborhood. In fact, I'm going to, at the break, I'm going to try to grab those photos she sent me and send them your way.
Yeah, dude, we'll show them. You know, we also have reports that Iran is marking the homes and businesses of Jews here in the U.S. Iran.
Wow.
Yeah, we dealt with that a few weeks ago with Annie Cyrus. My guest, Dr. Andy Woods, andywoodsministries.org. Ours, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. We just added something last night to our resource store at wvwtvstore.com. I've wanted to add for a while, and they went out of stock for about 3 years. I'll tell you what they are. when we come back. We're pretty excited. Been working on it for several months to find an outlet for this. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. 558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and an appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So, again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Dr. Woods is sending these over to me, these pictures. I'm going to send them over to Logan, and we'll get them on the screen here in a second. Boy, these are really disturbing. Okay. Wow. Last night, we announced that we have added something to our resource store for those that are interested at wvwtvstore.com. Something that we have wanted to add to our store for some time, but we couldn't find anyone that was making it available to be able to do that. In fact, one of the groups we work with, they had been out of this item for 3 years, and they've now finally acquired them, and we just got a large quantity. So we're now happy to announce that we have seed vaults with heirloom seeds, which, of course, for those that know, you can use the fruit and take the seeds from them. And then the vegetables, and then continue planting so you won't run out of those seeds. So heirloom seed vault, we were able to add those to our resource store. If you're interested in those resources, kind of like we talk about with the money supply, we don't want to be under their thumb with the money supply. I don't want to be all in central bank digital currencies. I tell you, folks, we're going to have no choice. As Wes Peters was saying last night, when they do this, we're going to have no choice. That's like saying you're not going to use a credit card or PayPal or a bank account. You're going to have to use those things, and we do all use those things, right? I mean, very few people do only cash. If most all of us are having to use those items, PayPal, credit card, check, a bank, because that's how we pay bills. the central bank digital currencies are going to be the same way. We're all going to be forced to use them to some degree. Wes was saying some people say, well, you won't catch me using any of that digital central bank currency. Oh, well, it's going to be hard to pay bills because all of them are eventually going to require that. The point is not being under their thumb, so everything you have is under their control, so they just switch a button, which is why many people like to divest into precious metals or land or houses and different things, you know, rental properties, whatever, in hopes that they could buy more time and not be completely under their thumb in this cancel culture. And, of course, some believe that by being further south and in more pro-Constitution states, their hard assets will be, you know, land, rental property, condo that they might rent out or Airbnb or whatever. It might be a hard asset that generates revenue for them that's going to be protected longer because those states are not going to allow for that kind of confiscation of property. There is no perfect plan. There's no guaranteed plan. Everybody's got to do what's in their best situation for them because everybody's situation is different. But the point is you don't want to be all under their thumb, right, with central bank digital currencies. And the same thing is with our food supply. We don't want to be dependent on counting on the fact that we can go to the grocery store and buy food because as soon as you can't, what are you going to do, right? Well, the same thing is true with the seed vault. That's why that's a way to be independent. And more people, I think, should have gardens and should be growing food. I'm quite intrigued by the innovation I'm seeing where people are now able to grow so much food inside. The manufacturing of special containers and lights and watering systems that are allowing people to grow vegetables and all kinds of things year-round inside in their house. It's fascinating. But again, it gives us a sense of independence, and it does give us actual independence, so we're not completely dependent on the bureaucrats who have destroyed the globalists, the Marxists. I can't imagine this isn't, again, that gray terror before war, gray terror where you go after the infrastructure, about 1,900 food processing places now in the U.S. So, again, we've been wanting for some time to find a way to be able to offer these heirloom seeds as a resource. And for those who are interested, we do have them now on our website. So for more information, the website address is wvwtvstore.com. Dr. Woods, let's look at this article right here. Logan's got some of those graphics you just sent over, but let's go with this first. United with Israel, there's never been a Palestinian Arab entity, Florida governor emphasizes at conference in Israel. I hope he sticks with that. I hope he's not just being a politician here.
Yeah, and just leaving the politics, you know, outside for a moment, I mean, what he says here is completely and totally accurate. It's wonderful what he says. He says the, first of all, he calls it Judea and Samaria, not the West Bank. Secondly, he says the United Nations has an anti-Semitic agenda. Thirdly, he says BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, is dead on arrival, you know, in Florida. And then he says, don't call that area occupied territory. Call that area disputed territory, but not occupied territory, because the nation of Israel is not doing anything illegal. And he goes on and he says there never was such a thing as a Palestinian state. And so just within a few paragraphs there in a speech he recently gave to a Jewish group, I mean, everything he says is completely 100% accurate. And I just hold this up as an example because I want more of our elected officials to say the same kind of thing.
Indeed. Let's go to the next point today, prophecy update. Anti-Semitism, we just completed. Gog Magog, we talk about this one pretty much every week. For those watching by television, you see a map. Those listening by radio, it is a map of the Middle East. We see Israel in the center, surrounded by Sudan, Libya, Iran, the various Central Asia nations like Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc. We have Turkey, we have Iraq, we have Syria. They're all surrounding Israel. This is the Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38, 1 through 17 scenario. What's the latest on this report, Dr. Woods?
Well, the latest is it says Iran ready to ramp up joint drills with China to challenge the United States as a unipolar power in the world. So what you have now is Iran not just cooperating with Russia, but you have Iran cooperating with China. And we think China, at least I do, is somehow represented in Bible prophecy by the kings of the East that cross the Euphrates River. And as they're moving from the Far East into the Middle East across that geographical marker, the Euphrates River, which separates the two, they head to Armageddon to participate in the final battle. And in the process, they wipe out a third of the human race along the way. I'm of the perspective that the late John Walbert held that that very arguably could be China. But if that's true, and if all of these powers are going to come against Israel in the last days, then it stands to reason that they would start to cooperate with each other. And now you're seeing all three, Russia, Iran, and China, all doing military exercises together, exercises in the sea, exercises in the land, and exercises in the sky. They are preparing for war, which we would expect to happen.
There's the headline.
Which we would expect to happen if we're in the season related to prophecy.
Iran ready to ramp up joint drills with China to challenge U.S. unipolar world. There you go. All right, let's go to our next item here. All right, guys, pull that down. We'll go to it. All right, our next item on the list here is inflation. Inflation. So anti-Semitism, Gog, Magog, inflation. You have here Revelation 6, the first six seals. Explain this to us, Dr. Woods.
Well, the third one there is famine. And I think that goes with Matthew 24, verse 7, where it mentions famine. And when you read Revelation 6, verse 6, it says, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius. And if you can flash forward there a slide or two to the Charles Ryrie quote, what Charles Ryrie says there when he looks at the normal purchasing power of a denarius in the ancient world is by the time you get to this point in the tribulation period, the currencies of the earth will be reduced to 10% of their purchasing power. In other words, what used to buy 10 now buys one. And so this is runaway inflation as part of the judgments of God in the tribulation period. And so obviously in this season of inflationary pressure that we're now under, you know, particularly with the dollar, as the BRICS banking system, as you pointed out, Brandon, is about to dump the dollar. I believe anyway, that this is stage setting for this radical runaway inflation that will exist in the tribulation period. Hmm.
So again, all of these things happening, they just, you know, goes back to the series I did last year, the convergence of end time events. I just have a hard time believing, Dr. Woods, all of these events are occurring. Okay, three or four of them. It's kind of shocking just to have three or four of these big events converging, occurring at the same time the Bible talks about. But we've got probably a list of 25, 30, 35 or more events that are of a prophetic nature that are converging now, setting the stage for these specific events that the Bible talks about to be fulfilled. I have a hard time believing that all of these things just happen to be happening now. The statistical probability seems so slim, and that, oh, well, we'll surely be here another 1,000 years. Maybe we will. Maybe everything will slow down. But I have a really hard time believing that all of these events, statistically almost impossible, there's so many of them, that are converging and merging now at the same time, are not telling us we are in this season. You know, look at what's happening to our border right now. Even the media, even CNN, a few of the mainstream media outlets are kind of shocked at what they're seeing taking place just a few hours south of you there in Texas on the Texas U.S. Mexico-U.S. border. There, and, of course, May 11th, Title 42 is canceled. They're queuing up. They're coming over. And it's going to be a human tidal wave, Todd Benson says. We're seeing it with footage we showed last night. I can show some here again in a minute. But we're racing the borders. We dealt last night with the fact that we have so many military-age males coming over the border. We had in your – right there in your town. I don't know if you know this week, right where you're at, suburb of Houston, the FBI and the military carried out a week-long exercise for a massive nuclear attack on a U.S. city. They used your city, Houston, as the test. We know that Iran is sending people here. They're already here with terror cells. There was an Iranian that many say was tied back to Republican Guard there, the Iranian Republican Guard, in a trunk coming over. We have no idea how many have snuck over. And now we've got reports coming out of Israel by the defense minister over there, Gallant, that Iran has enough uranium to make 5 nuclear weapons. How do we know that none of these nuclear weapons have been miniaturized into nuclear suitcases, something we know the former Soviet Union was talking openly about? Some of their former KGB officers, I should say, who flipped and came to America, openly wrote about it, warned about it, said they were pre-positioned in America. Whether they would still work today is another story. But let's assume all of those are no good. They're duds now. Well, that was what they were planning back in the 70s and 80s, right, with that technology. Now we're to believe that nation states, terror states, don't have that more advanced technology and miniaturized backpack nuclear weapons, suitcase bombs, whatever you want to call them, and they've been smuggled into America. This is, you know, maybe this is why they're rehearsing like they are. Maybe this is why the government's bought up $290 million in anti-nuclear medicines, you know. So I have a hard time believing all of this is happening with the racing of borders. Then you just mentioned the economics and the setting up the stage of inflation and all the things we could go through. It has to tell us something other than, well, this is just all going to drag out for another 1,000+ years. Thoughts?
Well, I've got a lot of thoughts on that. There's an article that I sent you from the Washington Times regarding something going on in the Department of Homeland Security related to what you're speaking of here. And so I'll try to comment on that on the other side of the break.
All right, let's do that. And we also have those pictures of some flyers are being passed out around Texas, of all places, that promote anti-Semitism. We'll show those and talk about them. Don't go away. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you have food insurance? I'm sure you have car insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical insurance. But what about food insurance? We saw after COVID just how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We saw what happened to basics like soups, meat, paper towels, toilet paper. This again showed the fragile nature of our just-in-time inventory. In fact, we've now, since COVID, seen, well, what appears to be an orchestrated attack on our food and food processing plants. And then, of course, now the war on poultry, chickens. Well, we know that many of these things the elite do, they plan. And they plan it for one reason, control. A few years ago, I did a whole series on how they plan to control us. Food, finances, firearms, foreign invasion, family health care. I listed multiple Fs that they can use to control us. One of them, of course, is food and finances. We talk about those things a lot. In fact, I think it was about 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a document called Reset the Table, where they're talking about nationalizing our food industry. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, food is a great way to control people. And if you would like to have your own food insurance, as I've had for my family since 2013, then we invite you to go to WVWTVstore.com and check out the freeze-dried food we offer. It's actually really good. Tastes really good. You can get everything from a 2-week kit to a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Then you can get a 3-month kit, 6 months, year, 2-year. If you do a 2-year or more, we advise you to use the phone and Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. So you can order online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. As I said, I've had emergency freeze-dried food for my family since 2013. I didn't mention it on the air until 2016. When I did, well, we got a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How do we get it? We thought, well, you know what? If our audience wants it, let's provide that service to our audience, and we'll use a reasonable profit in there to fund our broadcast network. And that's exactly what we've done. So I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food from a lot of different sources. Thank you for purchasing it from us, because we're able to provide you with a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep offering free radio shows and free TV shows. By the way, they're free to you, but not to us. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill to push out free programming. So if you appreciate that fact, please consider ordering your emergency freeze-dried food from us at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com or by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's happening in the world today, why would you not want your own food insurance? Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Dr. Andy Woods, his website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org, oursworldviewradio.com, where we put these up as an MP3 every day. We also take my nightly newscast, the Worldview Report, and put that up as an MP3. We also take Brennan House Live, my 90-minute live broadcast every night on TV. We take that and turn that into an MP3. You say, well, why are you turning these MP4s, TV shows, into MP3s? Because some of you don't want to really watch the TV show. You want to listen. You don't have time to sit and stare at a screen. You're listening while you're driving. You're on the job. And you do want to listen. Some of you don't want to burn up your bandwidth bill, your data plan. So you prefer to have them as a MP3. So don't forget, we turn a lot of my TV shows into audio podcasts at worldviewradio.com. Now, if you do want to watch some of the TV shows where we have video clips and graphics and PowerPoint, that's great. That's also available at WVWTV.com. Let me show you last night what we covered real quick. Here's what we covered last night with my guest. Iran has enough uranium for 5 nuclear weapons. That's an interview right now at WVWTV.com. If you click on it, by the way, you will see right underneath that is a player for audio only. You see that? So we also, and you can right click and save it as a download audio file. So underneath all of the MP4s, MP4 being a video format, is also the ability to right click and download the MP3 audio only of that TV show. So I want you to know that resource is there. So last night with Rob Linstead, Iran has enough uranium for 5 nuclear weapons. What the president of Iran going to Syria means for Israel. That was a live report last night from Israel by our buddy Aaron. David Pine of the EMP Task Force, we talked about this. Was Kremlin drone attack a Russian false flag so Putin can use tactical nukes on Ukraine? We talked about that. With Wes Peters, we talked about half of banks are insolvent. There's a new study. Of course, we've been telling you guys that for many, many, many years. If they took traditional accounting and the derivatives and all these other junk investments and use traditional accounting, many of these banks would already be insolvent. Well, half of the banks are insolvent, according to a study, and half of Americans are worried about their bank. Here's another one. 9 out of 10 markers met that lay foundation for mass killing of Jews. Those are just some of the things we covered. Is this the reason the swing states stopped counting votes on the night of the election, 2020? It's another very important interview that I did yesterday. You'll find all those on demand at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. Dr. Woods is my guest. Logan, let's show a few of these disturbing graphics. We'll explain them for those listening by radio, but some flyers that were sent out around Texas. There it is. If they lied about this, what else are they lying to you about? And what are they showing on this flyer, Dr. Woods?
It's a mindset that goes back to the protocols of the elders of Zion, that the Jews are responsible for, you know, everything that's wrong in the world. And so they go through all of these supposed cultural lies that the Jews are behind, and look at how they lied to you in the past, look at how they're propagandists in the past, they're lying to you today. It's historical revisionism.
Hmm. What's another one here, Logan? All right, these were passed around. Oh, wow. White Lives Matter. White Lives Matter. And it has a swastika and has a website to send people to. So obviously this is kind of neo-Nazi white supremacy flyer. And you're saying these were sent to you by someone you know, and you're saying these are being distributed around a part of Texas.
Yes. This is a church member who received these in her neighborhood along with her whole neighborhood. And she was so bothered by him, she took a screenshot of it and sent me what just showed up in her driveway.
What's the next one? All right. The real plague. Oh. The real plague, and it has a rat with a star David on it.
Yeah.
And then it says the cure, and it has a mouse trap, and it's using money as the bait. Again, you know, the characters of the Jews being money-hungry, greedy people, and the Jews as poised, positioned here as rats. I mean, you talk about hate crime or hate speech. I mean, even many Jews say, I don't like this, this is wrong, but don't make it a crime to distribute this, because as soon as you do that, you'll make it a crime for us to practice our religion. I know Jews that are saying that in response to Tony Blair trying to use anti-Semitism to pass laws, and I write about it in my book, The Coming Religious Reich, pass laws that make denying the Holocaust a hate speech crime. And many of the rabbis are saying, that's a two-sided sword. That's dangerous. So while we're opposed to this, this is one of those things where if you live in a free society, you just have to condemn it, but you got to be careful saying, well, we now need laws to make that a crime to pass those out. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, a famous Supreme Court case involving the Nazis, you know, protests, doing a parade in Skokie. Famous, there's a movie done educating people about it, a town of various Holocaust survivors. And the court basically said it's completely reprehensible what the Nazis believe, but they have a right to protest. Just like we have a right, Brandon, to get on your show and use our First Amendment rights to expose what's going on.
Yeah.
And I completely concur that when you start to illegalize things, I mean, that's a double-edged sword, and that just recreates the problem that we're upset about.
You know? Indeed, it does. Is there any more, Logan? Is that it? I mean, that's about all we can stomach.
There's one more.
One more. What is that, Dr. Woods? That's tacking you and me. Antifa is funded by Zionists. Huh?
Yeah. Well, this is what's troubling about it. You know, we're all against BLM, Black Lives Matter. And it's kind of like you get a group like this and they're trying to jump on our bandwagon by saying, well, we're against Black Lives Matter as well. Oh, by the way, we're anti-Semites. In fact, I had a fellow very early on in my time here in Houston who I knew from our church. He wasn't with us very long. But he came to my house and he was kind of giving me a bunch of books against the New World Order. And at first I thought, well, there's no harm in this. He's against the New World Order. I'm against the New World Order. Until I started reading the books and my wife and I started looking through them and we couldn't believe what we were reading. Yes, he's against the New World Order like we are, but he is blaming the New World Order totally on the Jews. And having a kind of a warped sense of how the Jews are behind, you know, all the problems in the world. So here's a guy that I thought was a friend, an ally. We're both anti-globalists, but it turns out he's anti-Semitic and I'm not. He claimed to be a Christian. And I'm trying to explain to him, do you not understand what God's word says about the Jewish people? How God decided to bless planet Earth through the Jewish people, and how when you come against the Jewish people, you're coming against God himself. Not that we have to agree with everything the Jewish nation does. God didn't either. But you don't want to develop a posture in life where you develop acrimony and hostility against the Jewish people just because they're Jewish. That puts you on the wrong side of the blessings and curses of the Abrahamic covenant.
Indeed it does. You said that you had an article for me was similar to what I was talking about. Which article is it?
Well, if you go down in the Word document to Roman numeral 5, it says USA in decline, and it says DHS orders. This is just fresh out. This is the Washington Times, which I guess compared to the Post is more conservative. But it says the DHS orders employees to drop regular duties in the shift to the coming border surge. Now, why is there a shift in the border surge? Because of what you just talked about, the very near expiration of Title 42. And so to prepare for that, and really when they prepare for it, they're just creating clerical roles, making it easier for these people to enter the country, in my opinion. But to prepare for the surge, they're yanking people off of the anti-terrorism task force, as you read this article. They're yanking employees in the DHS off of things that they do where they try to unify families. So they're pulling DHS employees off their normal duties to prepare for this expiration of Title 42. And one of the things they're pulling their employees off of is anti-terrorism. So I'm sure Todd Bensman knows a lot more about this than I do, but if you just read this article, you know, you'll see that this is opening the door to terrorists, you know, entering the United States of America through America's southern border. In fact, there are according to the article, there are 6,000 people per day that enter the United States illegally. And the DHS is anticipating that number to double within 2 weeks.
All right, let's go to this one. We were on inflation. Zero capacity to save. Argentines buckle under 103% inflation. Okay. Buenos Aires. This is happening now. This has happened in other places. Venezuela. I have video in one of my documentaries. Middle class eating out of dumpsters. I mean, it's on video. This happened not too long ago in other nations in modern times. One of those countries was printing a $50 trillion bill, Zimbabwe. They were printing a $50 trillion bill. People can go look it up. A $50 trillion bill. Well, here we have 103% inflation. I think this is coming to America. I told the audience last year, stop using the I word, inflation, go to the H word, hyperinflation. I think this is coming to America.
I completely agree. The economic policies of this administration are paving the way for this. It's something that's going to envelop the entire world. It's not going away anytime soon. And if I'm understanding prophecy correctly, it's going to accelerate as we get closer and closer to the end of days.
Let's look at this one here. The World Economic Forum says it will accelerate implementation of Globalist Agenda 2030. This would be under our next bullet point, which is global tyranny, correct?
Yeah, global tyranny, Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, predicts one world tyranny. I mean, this empire that's coming, as we've talked about on your show many times, arises out of the cultural inheritance of ancient Rome. I mean, and what was ancient Rome? I mean, that's the diabolical government that crucified our Lord. They're the ones that, you know, popularized the crucifixion. They didn't invent it. The Assyrians invented it, but Rome popularized it. And that's a great way to keep criminals, would-be criminals or would-be rebels in line. You just hang out there to die through a cruel process. People that, you know, were against Rome, against the government narrative, so to speak. And so that whole empire is coming back, if I'm understanding Daniel 7, verse 23 correctly. You don't have to like it, but it's coming. And so when the World Economic Forum says, you know, we just haven't done enough fast enough, and we're going to speed things up, you know, in my view, I thought they were moving pretty fast as it is. But here they're complaining that they're not moving fast enough. To me, this is all stage setting for the coming global tyranny that's on the horizon.
I agree 100%. Rebecca Walzer notified us last year that the folks at the UN, the World Economic Forum, these guys are all agreeing to speed things up. And now it's very clear. We also read an article the other day, Dr. Woods on the air, that the new King Charles, his coronation, is going to be starting in a matter of hours. I don't know how many of you are going to stay up tonight to watch it, but it's going to start, I guess, at night while many of us are asleep. I will be monitoring it and be covering it on Monday with all of you. But this guy is a little antichrist for sure, and he wants people to pledge allegiance to him personally. But we're also reading he's going to work with globalist leaders for a big meeting in September to speed up the World Economic Forum. When we come back, we won't take calls today. When we come back, Dr. Woods, I want to ask you, are they speeding this up because people are waking up? We'll see what Dr. Woods says when we come back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you appreciate this 24-hour-a-day free broadcast platform, will you consider supporting us? One way you can support us to keep pushing out free programming to people all over the world is by joining in partnership with WVW Foundation. The WVW Foundation exists to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. If you appreciate that, we appreciate your partnering with WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com. If you prefer to support us through the mail, the mailing address is WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. If you prefer to support us over the phone, you can make a contribution by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357. Your support of the WVW Foundation, as I said, allows us to push out free programming. Many people put their programming behind a paywall. If you don't catch it live, you don't get to see it. WVW Foundation is committed to working with WVW Broadcast Network to push out programming as a ministry of the Foundation. The Foundation also sponsors a Sunday night service that I've been hosting since 2015. If you'd like to join us for our Sunday night service, you can do so every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. Thanks again for your support of the WVW Foundation at wvwfoundation.com. All right, welcome back. WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com, and WorldViewRadio.com. Be sure to stay tuned for Crosstalk at the top of the hour on 100 outlets nationwide, America's original Christian talk program since the 1970s with your host, Jim Schneider. You can catch the program on the VCY America Radio Network. They also have all kinds of other programs and Roku channels and different things. You'll find them at vcyamerica.org. vcyamerica.org. If you're interested, and I hope you are, in checking out their great program lineup. They also have an app and all those great resources. Dr. Woods, let me ask you, I posed a question to you right before the break. Do you believe that they're moving this schedule up because so many people are waking up? Why are they moving up their Agenda 2030 deadline, you know, closer in?
Well, what they keep saying is the pandemic represents a rare opportunity. So they realize that the pandemic, or as we like to call it, the plandemic, was a rare moment in time for them, a rare moment in time that they themselves, we believe, created. And so I think you're right, as we're kind of at the other end of the current pandemic, there's likely another one on the horizon. Eventually people are going to start to put two and two together and say, this ain't right. And so I think they realize people are waking up. And so before they do wake up, we need to accelerate the process into globalism, which is what the true intention is.
Mm. Here's a headline, Global Tyranny. Biden signs radical executive order creating template for social credit systems. By the way, I see a report, I'll be getting into it next week, where the WHO is setting up the same kind of thing on a global scale. So there you go.
Yeah, as you read through that article, you'll get towards the end, and the writer basically says this is how they're going to bring the social credit score system to the United States, through an executive order like this. And by the way, keep in mind what an executive order is. It's the president illegitimately assuming legislative power that the Constitution doesn't grant him. So notice that they're doing this without the people's consent via executive order. And this is how they want to bring the social credit system to the United States. The social credit score system is not conspiracy talk. It currently exists in China. That's a fact. That's how the Chinese Communist Party controls its massive population. And if I'm understanding prophecy correctly through the Mark of the Beast passage, Revelation 13 verses 16 through 18, this social credit score system has to envelop the entire earth, you know, as some kind of precursor probably to the Mark of the Beast, which means it has to come to the United States. And this scoring system that's now coming into existence as different government agencies are going to be given a score based on their performance. That's the nose, the proverbial, you know, camel's nose under the tent, which is going to lead to a social credit score system ultimately. And it also deals with government agencies no longer acting on behalf of the good of the people, but rather they're acting just to get their score, you know, at a higher level. And so this is all happening via executive order.
One more as the bullet point on this one would be the collapse and decline of the USA. Here's an example. Greatest coach in NBA history refuses to watch league after social justice tinged Disney bubble. Tell me about this. I don't follow sports, so I have no idea who this guy is.
Well, Phil Jackson, as a coach, won 11 NBA championships. And then before that, he was a player, I think, with the New York Knicks, and he won 2 NBA championships. The guy has 13 championships under his belt. He's coached Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant. He coached Michael Jordan, you know, during the Chicago Bulls dynasty. I mean, if there's anybody synonymous with NBA basketball, it's Phil Jackson. And Phil Jackson was asked on a podcast, do you watch NBA basketball anymore? And he says, no. He says, I'm sick and tired of all this stupid stuff they have on their jerseys and on the baseline and on the court. He even made a joke about it, you know. Equal opportunity goes in for a layup, and, you know, Mr. Justice fouls him. And what he's talking about and what he's decrying is the politicization of the NBA, how it's now sort of a bastion for, you know, social justice thought. And he won't even watch basketball anymore. Now, Brandon, you more than anybody know what this is. This is the Gramsci method, where you infiltrate Marxism, which is what social justice is. It's Marxism. You infiltrate Marxism to the basically the centers of thought, including entertainment. And as the social justice mindset even infiltrates American entertainment, we're being propagandized into Marxism. And this is one of the many factors that's leading to the demise of the United States of America, or even a guy like Phil Jackson, who's no conservative at all, just says, I'm sick and tired of it. And although I'm Mr. Basketball, I'm not watching any more NBA games. And so that's where we are today in the United States.
Before we conclude, let's give people some hope. Give us some hope, Pastor.
Well, you know, the nice thing about all of this, or the great thing about all of this, is we're right on schedule. We're right exactly on schedule. If you know Bible prophecy, some of the prophecy teachers say things are not falling apart. They're falling into place. Adrian Rogers said the world is growing gloriously dark. If you understand prophecy, you're not in despair, because Jesus promises us in what is called the blessed hope that before the judgment of God hits planet Earth, those of us that know Jesus personally are going to be rescued through what's called the rapture and taken to heaven. And so this becomes a way that you can evangelize people. You know, the world out there will give you a little bit of a hearing when you start tying in modern events into Bible prophecy and use that as a segue into the gospel by telling people that Jesus, his final words on the cross were, it is finished. And so simply by receiving what he's done for us as a free gift, which can be done by way of faith, we're tied into God's promises, including this glorious promise of the very soon rapture of the church.
Amen to that. AndyWoodsMinistries.org. Dr. Woods, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Andy Woods. All right, and don't forget, again, we put all these programs at WVWTV.com. We put them as MP3s at WorldviewRadio.com. And you can grab them and watch them free as a ministry of WVW Foundation. All right, thanks for tuning in. I do hope you'll stay tuned for Crosstalk. And if you want to go over to their network and listen and watch, there it is, vcyamerica.org. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Did you know that we sponsor a Sunday night service, and I've been hosting that Sunday night service since 2015? You can watch our Sunday night service live Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at wvwtv.com/live. wvwtv.com/live. If you appreciate the fact that we hold this Sunday night service and all the other broadcast ministries that are made possible in part through the WVW Foundation, would you consider a contribution to the WVW Foundation right now at wvwfoundation.com? That's wvwfoundation.com. You also find our mailing address there, and you can use our phone line, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you.